You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello, you're listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM, also available on CFRC.ca. That first song we just listened to, man, that's...
Oh, you're not even going to introduce me. Just kidding. That first song that we listened to, it was actually called Hee 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 Ha 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 Hoo 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 Hoo.
So if you're Tommy, if you're not gonna be professional about this, you just listened to Laughter by Jürgen Schlachter. That's a pretty iconic song for me. It has a lot of history. I think I put it on par with Popcorn Recipes with the Swedish Chef. That's a good song. Also 99 Luftballons by Nina. Other classic Tomfoolery by David Snell. All really iconic classic songs like that. That's just getting that out of the way, just getting that out of the air, just getting that out there, just saying the truth, man. Just speaking the truth.
Keep on rocking in the free world.
As free as we can make it, you know. That's the thing with the free world, man. It really is only as free as you and I and us all make it. You ever think about that?
That's really interesting.
Hey, that's democracy, man.
Nice. Well, Henry is wearing his Chinese shirt today.
I am wearing my Chinese shirt
There's
today.
There's probably a name for it.
I think it's the Mao Zedong shirt.
Oh, it's the Zedong shirt. The shirt.
No, I think if you look it up, if you look at Mao's shirt, that's what comes up, actually.
Let me see.
Let me just go on my...
Mao shirt.
My phone, too.
Oh my god, it is.
Yep, I told you.
No shot.
I know many things, and I'm usually right. Keep that in mind, dear listener.
Well, this is actually the first thing that comes up when you look up Mao shirt.
That's
it's
the type
just
of
a
stupid freaking shirt you
1990
wear. That and like a freaking
eBay. Well, let's see how much it is. Maybe I'll have to buy it.
You'd walk around in a freaking shade of
$821 Canadian.
When's it? You said it's from the 90s.
1990s. Wow, nice. Let's see if there's a specific date. See full description.
Sorry, dear listeners. Tommy's...
Go check that out. It doesn't say.
No dry rot.
No dry rot. That's good. That is good.
Dry rot sounds awful. Is that like crotch rot? Like, what is dry rot?
What's crotch rot?
Oh, you don't know?
Well, I wouldn't.
It's when you don't bathe enough, basically. And like, gets all sweaty down there.
Does it, like, crust?
I've never had it, but if you do physical work, it can happen to you. I know you wouldn't know about that, but that's okay.
Really interesting.
No judgment.
Does it happen to women?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Crotch rot.
I would look it up on this computer, but I don't want to.
Well, that's okay. We already almost got a virus with some of these songs.
I was just going on some Chinese websites, man. I think that's a broad.
This is the Chinese episode.
This is the Chinese. I don't think we do. We have any Chinese music? Did I play the Beijing Opera? No, I did freaking Butterfly. Never mind. Stay tuned, listeners. We have some great songs coming up. Specifically, coming up right next, our next song you'll hear here on Bright Side of the Poo is going to be Gravity Coil Anal Insertion by Blockstomy. Blockstomy.
Blockstomy.
Sorry, that is Gravity Coil Anal Insertion by Blockstomy here on Bright Side of the Poo.
What a night.
Totally. I really spent a lot of money on you.
Right? But I feel like so flipping hungry though.
Oh, yeah.
What are you in the mood for?
Wait, are you serious?
Ding dong, balls and tits. Let me be real clear now, just for shits. There's just one thing I want to eat. Let me put this on repeat.
Repeat.
But not the kind you're thinking.
With the hole that's always stinking.
No, I'm talking about bread, bitch, please. With the motherfucking patty and melted cheese.
How now, brown cow? Get in my mouth right now. If you don't, there's gonna be murder.
Give me fucking cheeseburger. Give me fucking cheeseburger.
Fuck you. I don't give a crap. I'm hangry. I'll fucking snap if I don't get some of that sweet relief.
Just give me that fucking beef, chief.
Wash it down with 14 Cokes. Keep it greasy so it goes down easy. I like my burger like I like my jokes. Cheesy.
How now, brown cow? Get in my mouth right now.
Where the fuck's my goddamn server? Oh, there you are now.
Give me fucking cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
That sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day, you'll get to hear...
Panda, say I love you.
Okay, right. You just listened to Give Me a Fucking Cheeseburger by Kill Carl. And before that, you would have heard Gravity Coil Anal Insertion by Bloxectomy. Two really good songs. Kind of our heaviest portion
of
this broadcast. Yeah, some really like hardcore stuff. Like, but you better watch out. You know, if I was walking down the street and I heard you listening to this on your boombox, I would be quaking in my boots.
That would be awesome. Hey, I have a boombox. We can do that.
Yeah, we should. Actually, I think I've seen this for sale on CD.
Oh, well, it only plays cassettes and radio.
Well, I have a blank cassette, so we could record this onto
that. I have a blank cassette, too.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Let's get that
done. Thanks. Yeah.
Sweet.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I just have to... tomorrow?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I have, like, six classes tomorrow. Okay, I'm sorry. No, let's hang out tomorrow, though.
Yeah, I just have to...
Let's watch another movie.
I have a late-night class, and then I also have to come here to record the news.
Mm.
Anyway, that's what we're doing tomorrow, guys. You can come hang out, too. Just call me at 647-388-8472.
Well, actually, this isn't going to air until... Thursday.
Well, you can still call
me. Say your phone number.
Yeah. 647-388-8472. Oh, what's it? Again, why?
Just allergic to fun.
Wait, is those two? That's kind of cool. Those look like they're the same picture. Oh, no, that is the same picture.
What are you talking? Yes, this is one picture.
Danny wasn't there.
Yes, he was. This isn't at the rave. Me and Harry went to a rave. This is at the Y2K night.
It was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Shout out to YGK Rave.
Who was that dude? Who was the really lanky dude?
Which one?
The best DJ. Who went on the
rave? Oh, my God. Dynamic.
Dynamic.
He was so good. That was his first time playing in Kingston. Let me find his account.
I swear I've seen him before somewhere.
He looks like Stampy.
Yes, he does.
He was so good. He had some Eurythmics going. I don't even remember.
I'm just trying to think
really
where I would have seen him in the past.
Dynamic.
Unless I'm losing it.
Timothy Ellis.
Oh, why do so many people follow him? That's
probably because his set was so cool. No, look at his That is definitely him.
Okay, yeah, I know it is.
This is him. He's awesome. He looks like he should be in, like, the Lumineers.
Everybody go follow this guy.
But he's here doing, like, sick... His set was the best, I'm sorry.
Yeah, oh, no, it was.
Like,
and also,
no shade.
He was
He had
great.
The energy. He's what turned the rave around. Well, me and Henry got there kind of early, and it was kind of dead, and so we're like, whatever. But then it got really good.
Did you say his name was?
Just look up Dynamic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, it was super.
DJ Dynamic NC. NC? Is he American?
North Carolina?
That's interesting.
Nova Scotia? No.
No, mind. That's S. Huh. No, he was too cool to be American.
Take that, Americans.
That's true. There is a lot. There could be Americans listening to this right now. We're having a lot of dead air because
Maybe I've seen him. He's from Toronto. I think I've seen him somewhere in Toronto before.
What do you think NC stands for? Noise?
No sex.
It's a C, you idiot. Oh. Again. Noise control.
Noise control sounds tough. We should name a band that, I think.
We should. Well, once our band inevitably breaks up and then we split off and do our own solo
thing. And then
we
could get the band back together.
Who do you think
is the most likely to try and get the band? I feel like Danny's the most likely to try and get the band back together.
Yes.
Or you, after your stupid freaking, whatever fucking stupid...
You're so far away from the mic. I don't even care.
They don't even need to hear me. This is for you.
Okay, let's say it to me.
After your stupid freaking psychology... freaking stuff fails.
Okay. Well, in the end of the world, which is imminent in the apocalypse, I think that we'll need psychology more than ever. Oh, Henry's eating his earwax. I think we'll need psychology more than ever.
I disagree. I think we will need it less than ever.
Okay, but we'll need Wolfgang and the Blasters reunion.
Wolfgang and the Blasters reunion, as well as some great Peruvian music.
Oh,
coming up next, we have Princessita Kelly with Ay, Mi Gatito. Meow, meow. Coming up next here on Bright Side of the Poo.
Para todo el Perú, la princesita inolvidable Kelly.
Ay, mi gatito, meow, meow. Ay, mi gatito.
Thank you.
言宣誓，向英吉利国开战，向法兰西国开战，向美利坚国开战，向德意志国开战，向俄罗斯国开战，向意大利国开战，向奥地利国开战，向日本国开战，钦此。
Okay, welcome back again. You just heard our more kind of international portion of this video, starting off with Princess Sita Kelly.
Stop laughing at me.
You just heard the more kind of internationally based portion of this broadcast. We're starting off with Princess Sita Kelly, a mi gatito meow meow, and followed up by Smile with their song.
To those who don't know, gatito means kitten.
It does. With a Smile with their song Butterfly, beautiful little piece. So welcome back. I'm glad everyone is here to listen. Tommy, anything to add?
Oh, I just want to say I love Smile. That's a song that is featured on most Dance Dance Revolution machines.
That's really nice. I'm glad to hear that, Tommy. Thanks for sharing. No. Dance Dance Revolution, keep on talking.
No, I loved playing on Dance Dance Revolution machines when I was younger because they were just, I'm just really good at them.
Do you want to talk about your depressing childhood, Tommy?
When I'm older and rich, I would love to have one in my house.
Sweet. Sweet. Look at these boys. God.
I know one of them.
Do you want to go on a date with one of them?
No, I matched with him on Hinge.
Oh.
And we talked for a while, but then he was I'm not going to say who it is, but he was following a bunch of Zionist accounts, so I blocked him.
I mean, you with your keffiyeh, you kind of have to. What choice do you have? Which one is it?
The one in the glasses.
The two of them had glasses, dummy.
The one in the polo, the Queen's polo.
Yeah, that checks out.
I just realized that, actually. I was like, why is this guy so familiar?
Typical Tommy.
But then he liked me again on Hinge, even after I blocked.
They can hear you, by the way.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can. I can hear them.
Yeah, but they're being silly. Loud. We're not being too loud.
I think we're being very loud. How loud am I being?
I'm not being loud.
Well, I don't even...
No, stop turning stuff up.
Oh, yeah, that was you. That wasn't even me. Man. Nothing like a bright side of the poo evening to warm up someone's cold day.
Yeah, for some people this is all they have.
It is. For me, this is all I have.
That's
not
true.
Really, actually, that's a lie.
No, but it's true. It's okay, you don't have to deep look.
I wish I could burp on command. I'd love to burp into the mic.
My brother, wait.
Whoa.
I can't do it.
Yeah, that's okay, Tommy. Don't worry. You don't need to be
No,
upset
I'll
about
work
that.
On it though. Let me get on testosterone.
Oh, are you going to go back on testosterone from your Turkish buddy or whatever?
No, it's actually DIY.
DIY. Do it yourself. Oh, with like the soybeans and stuff or whatever, like the spider
no,
eggs?
No, soy is for transgender women. That's for estrogen.
Oh, see, I don't know that much. I know a bit.
Well, clearly.
I know bits and pieces. Pick up pieces. Oh, yeah. Pick up pieces. You know that funk song?
I'm not aware.
I'll overlay it in post, and then people will see what I'm talking about.
Okay, I like that.
This is the part where I'm overlaying it.
Oh.
This is the part where I'm overlaying it.
Oh, don't worry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Yours is at...
I know, because I'm more important.
that's not how this works. His microphone is at 100. Why did it just look like someone was coming to the door? I'm scared.
What if they kill us? It's okay, I have that big knife in my bag.
Yeah.
For my charcuterie board.
You're allowed to carry knives around if you have a purpose.
Yeah.
And you had a purpose.
Anyways, looks like we're coming up on the end of our required talking time. Well, anyways, our next song is going to be SB and 2 Taff, Sur La Cote. Sorry, he didn't understand that because it's in French.
Do you want me to read it?
No, the song is Sur le Côté by, it's produced by Toby the Track, and it is by SB and Toutaf.
You want to know what boob is in French?
Say it.
Saint. They say.
Saint.
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 They say. I got to sneeze. Saint. Wait, get this on camera.
They say.
Phew, I mean microphone.
Nice, nice job sneezing in.
Yeah, yeah,
Tabarnak
et si collins.
Okay, anyways, next song is going to be Sur le Côté by SB and Toutaf.
J'fume trop d'herbe, mais j'veux plus me vautrer. J'rêve de laisser tous mes problèmes sur le côté. Fallait juste doser, c'est de la pure beauté. On s'est créé un projet sur le côté. C'est la devise, rap francophone sans limite de frontières. J'viens des sous-sols, donc écoute pas les gens qui disent le contraire. Tu sais déjà qu'on enregistre de bonnes vibes. Mais bon, c'est vrai qu'en vieillissant, le temps te retire de ton rêve. Même si certains veulent nous prendre en défaut, on performe dans les shows et je n'écoute plus quand j'entends les choses. Sois pas surpris en me croisant dans le métro si pendant le bout de chemin je roule un joint. Franchement, c'est chaud. Je fume trop d'herbe, mais je veux plus me vautrer. Je rêve de laisser tous mes problèmes sur le côté. Fallait juste oser, c'est de la pure beauté. On s'écrit un projet sur le côté. Ouais, je fume trop d'herbe, mais je veux plus me vautrer. Je rêve de laisser tous mes problèmes sur le côté. Fallait juste oser, c'est de la pure beauté. On s'écrit un projet sur le côté.
Les connexions se font, la francophonie se fait d'ici, on t'entend. On fait du bruit, putain!
Moi, j'ai pas le time, j'ai pas de maille, j'suis pas stable, t'es bancal, ils sentent mal, on s'en tape, j'fonce dans le tas, puissance max, moi j'sens que ça peut s'embraser à tout instant, j'ai consommé tout plein de plantes, j'peux me contrôler que pour un temps, j'crois que j'suis bloqué dans une bande vaste, la rage en guise d'étendard, posé devant cet écran large, mais j'suis tourmenté quand j'parle, pourtant gros j'ai tout tenté, du gros pé tout au grand T, tout ce que ça a engendré, c'est des trous dans mon plancher.
Le shit baguette international, man, c'est fucking sick que ça se passe, bro. Yeah, so yeah. Faites un peu de bruit et donnez un petit peu de bruit.
Mais à l'image de division culturelle de la société.
welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hello, welcome back. You are still listening to Bright Side of the Poo here on CFRC 101.9 FM or listening online on CFRC.ca. I'm Henry, and that's...
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi.
Ah, man, good to be back. So,
it's been so long.
So the last two songs you listened to, the first one was...
Oh, I can't even see that.
It was Sur le Côté.
Oh, Sur le Côté.
By SB and Tutef. The producer was Toby the Track on that one.
Whoa!
Sorry,
This guy just almost threw up everywhere.
And the second song you listened to was Dojo Funk featuring Ninja Boy.
Whoa.
Then that was by Shash. You.
Do you know that song? It's by this model lady. It's incredibly racist. It goes like, I'm gonna be ninja.
Yes, I do know
you
that
You do
one.
Know that one?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was the funniest thing probably like 3 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you were in high school.
Yeah.
Racist Tommy in high school.
No, it's just because it's so... And there, she like sings it live in the video, and there's an Asian woman in the crowd... No, we're pulling up right now. Just say, I want to be ninja.
Oh, I thought you
just... Oh, he's just Googling Asian woman. Okay.
That woman isn't Asian.
No, that's AI. That's scary. Minus AI.
What race is AI?
White.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's
clearly
true, actually, yeah.
Have you ever taught... Have you ever seen how AI writes? I would be so happy to help you with that.
Really?
First, give me some more details on the project that you're looking for.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Okay. sweet. Wow, I think I am, doing well.
Nice. Congrats. Man.
Thank you.
Second episode.
We've already come so far. Man, do you know what else has come so far? The rain and the snow. The snow has come so far. That's why there's so much snow outside. Man, I love that snow. The snow is beautiful. There's so much beautiful snow. I can't believe you almost went on a date with that guy. He's freaking ugly.
Well, so are all men. Sorry.
I guess, yeah. Unfortunately, tell me about it. Jeez.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, let's wrap this show up quick. To do so, we're going to hear our next song. It's going to be...
I can't read that far.
It's going to be Davido with their song... this is right out of Quebec City, Montreal. Some good old fashioned,
yeah, you can tell.
Some good old fashioned Afrobeat classics. Hope y'all's enjoy.
Intro edits pack.
Don't expose me like that.
baddest. Baby girl, you the baddest. Oh yeah, shake your assets. Make him man no go forget. Imagine.
Liberty was donated to the United States of America by France, and therefore, I'm going to France.
Okay, you would have just listened to, assuming you had your radio turned on there, tuned to 101.9 FM CFRC, or you were listening online on CFRC.ca, you would have first heard I by the musician Davido. He's out of Quebec City here in our very own country of Canada, over in the province of Quebec over there. And then after that, you would have heard a personal favorite of mine, which was the Evaporators with the song I'm Going to France. Of course, lead singer of that band is the renowned and revered Nardwar, the human serviette. Good times.
Someone
all around.
At CFRC met Nardwar. Did you see that?
My dad met Nardwar.
Oh, okay.
He also slept in the bathtub of the lead singer of Operation Ivy.
This story again?
Because it's the truth.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm really sure. Well, my dad's a pathological liar, so...
Yeah, my dad is not. He's not a nice person. My dad is a nice person.
Hey, well, I like his twink death and how he got a little fat. I like it when that happens to men.
Yeah, I think we should do a song... Whoa, listen to that. We're getting cymbals. That's exciting. That's very exciting, actually.
Just all for us.
Yeah, I kind of wish there were some like boing sounds and stuff too. That's just my kind of niche little interest there.
Yeah, your special interest.
Whoa,
and now we have some amps.
I wonder if we can hear all of that on the recording or not.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome, to be honest. Yeah. Awesome as a blossom. What kind of blossom?
Cherry blossom.
Oh, okay. I would have said lotus blossom, but that's just because I'm Chinese.
What's a lotus blossom?
It's the blossom of the lotus flower. Duh!
Did you know I only found this out recently those Biscoff cookies that are called Lotus cookies.
Why?
I don't know. I got served them on a plane.
Why are Biscoff?
I mean, I like it, but they don't taste like a flour. They taste like a graham cracker if it was like a little bit better.
Yeah, that's actually a very good way to put it. Oh, it's because it's the company that makes them.
Oh.
Duh.
That's stupid.
You should have just known that. How didn't you even know that?
I don't know. I don't eat Biscoff cookies except for when I'm on a plane.
Why is Biscoff the big thing, or why has it been the big thing at Tim Hortons? You know, you seen that? They have the Biscoff donuts.
You're going to start recording.
And the Biscoff.
Until about 2 years back, I hadn't even heard of Lotus Biscoff.
I can't eat it, Tim Hortons.
But now I see it everywhere.
Okay. It's been the
biscuits
thing,
were branded as Speculoos, and the name Biscoff came much later in the story. The company was called Lotus, and the biscuits were named really Speculoos, hence Lotus Speculoos.
I think it's still recording.
Each biscuit was a tiny work of art, since these cookies were fashioned using carved wooden molds that gave them their distinctive embossed design. The Boons baked each cookie with a lot of love and care using traditional methods. The biscuits were irresistible and were a massive hit. The secret to the unique taste lied in its caramelized flavor and crisp texture.
It's over.
Unlike traditional cookies that rely on butter or chocolate for richness,
you can't say
Biscoff's
that.
Magic comes from caramelized sugar.
Clovers?
The process creates a deep, slightly burnt sweetness that pairs exceptionally well with beverages like coffee, tea, and milk.
Oh, that doesn't
While Speculoos biscuits had been a regional specialty, the Boone family saw an opportunity to introduce their creation to a wider
you
audience.
You can stop that now.
In the 1950s...
Oh, look, clan of Zymox.
Zymox.
It should be his.
Hey,
name.
I'm going to go see them live with the person who's coming to Nine Inch Nails with me. I don't know if you can Google that.
Why not?
Oh, it's just a picture of Henry Walker. Oh, that's actually awesome. Well, this guy's doing the song that was at the beginning of the show.
Can I upload this as my image on the CBC website?
Yeah, please do it.
I may very well do that. Oh, yeah. Well, look at that.
Did it say poop? Oh, no, poof.
You can't say that. Not live on air.
Oh, really? On dark side, on bright side of the poop.
Nope, you certainly cannot. But you know what you can say? You can say our two last songs. First off, is going to be a Canadian star, Canada's very own Michael Bublé, or is it Michael Bubbly?
It's a Bublé.
That's a reference to the advertisements they did.
Oh,
with
that's
him.
Really nice. Maybe it'll pay you.
With his song "Where or When." Following that, you'll hear Frank Zappa with the Central Scrutinizer, another classic, although not a Canadian one. Peace and love, guys. I'll catch you on the next Bright Side of the Poo.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you are wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you were smiling then. But I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
To be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before. Had laughed before, had loved before, but who knows where.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. It is my responsibility to enforce all the laws that have it passed.
As-tu déjà eu l'impression de marcher sur de la glace mince dans ta relation? As-tu déjà eu l'impression d'être éclipsé par ton partenaire et mis de côté? Ou connais-tu quelqu'un qui a vécu cette situation? Ces sentiments sont plus courants que tu ne le penses. Femme Avertie est une organisation basée à Montréal qui cherche à soutenir toute personne potentiellement dans une relation toxique. Si tu as des questions sur ta relation, appelle-nous au 514-489-1110. On est là pour t'écouter et discuter de ce qui se passe dans ta relation. Marcher sur de la glace mince peut ressembler à garder le silence pour maintenir la paix, à s'inquiéter des réactions de ton partenaire, à ressentir un stress constant autour de ton ou ta partenaire, à vivre des montagnes russes émotionnelles ou à être émotionnellement épuisé. Ce sont toutes des choses que tu devrais exprimer avec des personnes bien informées et qui te soutiennent. Et c'est ce qu'on fait à Femmes Averties. On priorise toujours ta sécurité et on peut t'orienter vers des ressources. Encore une fois, ce numéro est le 514-489-1110. On offre également des séances de groupe et des services de soutien personnalisés. Femmes Averties, par des survivantes, pour des survivantes.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Welcome to the Real World, the debut release by local punk rock band Rev-Z. With influences such as Rage Against the Machine, The Ramones, and Deep Purple, the record's themes include narcissism and a protest against artificial intelligence. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Welcome to the Real World now on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called You're Gonna Hear My Name Again with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.